My name is Francois Rettenbach. I am the founding manager of the Singita Premier Wine Program, which is geared to purchasing, maturing the best of South Africa's wine to showcase at Singita's amazing conservation lodges in some of the most iconic places in Africa. In terms of developments of South African wine in the time that I've judged here, is really exciting how the wines, the precision of the wines has improved. There's a real clarity of fruit. The way oak has been used in particular has improved dramatically. It's no longer overpowered. The fruit quality has really improved in relation to the structure of the wine and the oaking regime. The other part that I think is of particular importance is that there's far more distinction of South African style. So a unique characteristic of whether it be Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, etc., and the reds. And in that sense, Pinotage is starting to look like there's some exciting things coming through, rather than being left as one of the lesser grape varietals in South Africa. Chenin Blanc Day 1 was the first category to judge, and that was very interesting because of the variety of styles. So you really have to pay attention, but the wines speak for themselves in that sense because they have real distinction. So one of the core things was to determine which are good versus those who really stand out from the crowd and put South Africa on the map. And there were a few of those that did rather well. Merlot in the afternoon, day one, there was some lovely wines. One of the core takeouts was the fact that it, across the board, it no longer appears that Merlot is being made to look like Cabernet. Rather that there's overwhelmingly the glasses were red-colored, red-toned, and it showed in the wines. But precision in the vineyard is still of paramount importance, and there's still much of work to do there. Day two judging was Shiraz, always a large entry, but again, much more precision, less overwhelmingly rich and overripe, not nearly as much of that excessive oak. And there's some really pretty Syrahs or Shirazes coming out, which I think certainly we looked for that, as well as rewarding those who opt for a bolder style but do it with real clarity. And then day three was Sauvignon Blanc, not necessarily the easiest vintage, 2016, which was the largest representation, but remarkably, those that really had great vineyard, looked after them well, produced some lovely wine.